A tariff.
Tariff.
Tariffs.
And tariff.
Tariffs.
Donald Trump says the word tariffs is his favorite word. He went big on them in his first term and is going even bigger in his second term.
Less than 2 weeks after his return to the White House, President Trump announced that he would be implementing stiff tariffs on America's top three trading partners. A 25% tariff on imports from Canada and Mexico, and an additional 10% on China. He cited a major threat of illegal aliens and deadly drugs, including fentanyl, saying, "We need to protect Americans." Leaders of Canada and Mexico have negotiated with Mr. Trump and have managed to put the tariffs on hold for a month, while the additional 10% tariffs for Chinese goods has gone ahead. In response, China hit back with tariffs of 10% on imports of US crude oil, farm equipment, large displacement vehicles, and pickup trucks, as well as 15% tariffs on US coal and liquefied natural gas. China also filed a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization. But wait, what exactly are tariffs?
Tariffs are essentially tax on the imports from specific countries, potentially on specific goods or blank tariffs on all the imports from certain countries.
Think of it like this. Your car, your iPhone, and even your oat milk latte are all imported or manufactured with parts or supplies from various parts of the world. But tariffs slap a tax on all that stuff before it even hits the shelves, meaning higher prices for you. So if consumers are going to have to fork out more money for goods, why is Mr. Trump so big on tariffs? It mainly stems from his America First policy. Mr. Trump views tariffs as a way to protect American industries and jobs from foreign competition, particularly from countries like China and Mexico. He believes that by imposing tariffs, the U.S. can encourage companies to manufacture goods domestically instead of outsourcing production. And by making imported goods more expensive, it should encourage Americans to buy more domestically produced products. Right?
He says it's about reducing the US trade deficit with other countries, the fact that the US buys more than it sells. But he needs the revenue to fund his domestic plans. And it's also one big pressure tactic to force other countries into negotiating a deal. And if he doesn't get what he wants, he pushes ahead with the tariffs.
And this is exactly what Mr. Trump is doing ever since he announced the new tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China. In less than 3 weeks, Mr. Trump announced fresh tariffs on a range of imported goods, including lumber, forest products, automobiles, semiconductors, and pharmaceuticals. But what are the likely effects of such tariffs, and how will they impact the consumer?
Well, the vast majority of economists agree that tariffs are bad news for consumers due to price increases. It's estimated US household spending power would be reduced by anywhere between $1,700 a year to almost $4,000 a year because of the new tariffs. The tariffs are also worrying Wall Street investors, making markets jittery. Inflation would leave the Federal Reserve less willing to cut interest rates, which in turn hurts consumers, making mortgages, car loans, and credit card debt all the more expensive.
You know, American consumers would face higher prices from tariffs, but also if you're an exporter, if you're a small business that sends products abroad, you're going to face foreign retaliation. And on top of that, right, like the U.S., Mexico, and Canada have pretty tightly integrated supply chains. So the average car made in the U.S. or in the Mexico, Canada, U.S. zone tends to travel across borders up to 8 times. And so if you're imposing a tariff of 25% each time a part comes across the border, or if the whole automobile crosses the border, it's going to get pretty costly pretty quickly.
The U.S. Tax Foundation also estimated that tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China would shrink economic output by 0.4% and increase taxes by $1.1 trillion U.S. between 2025 and 2034, amounting to an average tax increase of more than $800 per household in 2025. As for businesses in the US, they have been scrambling and trying to make plans amid the uncertainty of Mr. Trump's tariffs and what might happen after the 30-day delay for Canada and Mexico.
Tariffs leave US companies in a tough spot because if they import goods, they now need to decide if they're going to absorb the increased costs, hurting their profits and maybe forcing them to cut jobs, or pass on the higher costs to the consumers, potentially making their products less appealing to buyers, which would also hurt their revenue.
How will Mr. Trump's tariffs impact foreign relations?
Well, in a word, negatively. They mean higher costs and ultimately rockier diplomatic relations. It undermines the trust between allies and forces rivals even further apart. Critics say it paints the US president as a bullying businessman, using tariffs as a deal-making tactic. When it comes to Canada and Mexico, Trump has used tariffs as a way to get better border security, to help deliver on his election promise to stop illegal immigration.
Mr. Trump has also said that he will be slapping the European Union with similar levies.
Other countries are big abusers also. You know, it's not just China. China's an abuser, but the European Union is very, very bad to us. They treat us very, very badly. They don't take our cars. They don't take our cars at all. They don't take our farm products, essentially. They don't take very much. We have a $350 billion deficit with the European Union. They treat us very, very badly, so they're going to be in for tariffs.
How might Mr. Trump's trade war and tariffs affect Asia and Southeast Asia?
China was the major target of Trump's tariffs in his first term. This time round, there's already an extra 10% duty on Chinese imports. But it seems like no one is immune. If a country sends goods to the US, those goods could be hit with a higher import duty. Vietnam, South Korea, Japan, India, and Taiwan are among the most exposed due to the value of the goods they export to the US. For example, Vietnam exports more steel by value to the US than China, and even allies in the region are still in the president's sights as he looks to turn up the heat on international trading partners.
Mr. Trump's unpredictability in foreign and economic policies has been a defining feature of his presidency. So it's hard to know what his next move will be, but what's certain is that the trade war is far from over.
It's time to be reciprocal. You'll be hearing that word a lot, reciprocal. If they charge us, we charge them. If they're at 25, we're at 25. If they're at 10, we're at 10. And if they're much higher than 25, that's where we are too.